It was the perfect season in New Orleans, the time when the streets smell like jasmine at dusk and dawn, and the time when no matter where you walk in the French Quarter, there's a song lingering behind you and a song waiting to greet you. Radio producer and my good friend Joe Schreiner and I were in the French Quarter getting ready to record Fernando Lima. Among the horns and dreamy jazz standards being covered in the French Quarter, Fernando is one of the few musicians who plays original music, his compositions, his compilations.
Sometimes it can be like, especially Mardi Gras, that it's a really intense time, and I start playing this kind of intense music. It opens like a bubble in the middle of the crazy party, you know. Maybe people can rest a little bit in this craziness. Oh, I think I need some introspective moment right now, and not just boobs and Mardi Gras.
That day, there was a pretty intense feeling in the air, and it began with a man backing his dusty red minivan over Fernando's gear.
Here's Kim. Hey, downtown for a dance class. I need to get right there. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Here's something to the left here.
This man was also there to do his work on the street.
I said, dude, on the rail, I ain't trying to be messy or nothing, but I work out here all the time. I'm out here 24-7. You on for the block this street, you go for the be on Royal or Bourbon, dude. We got to put signs and we got to work out here. You can't stop nothing out here. This for the city. And you pay no rent for this here.
It's just
you call the police if you want. If you think I'm doing something wrong, I will. Boy, you think you're on a whole fresh water line.
That's when trying to confront the meter man went to a place that radio actually can't go.
I did what I did. Now what you gonna do about it? What you gonna do? You got something on your mind? Run over here, boy.
You get the idea.
Do you think you're gonna set up someone else?
I might try. It is stressful sometimes. And at some point I start working a restaurant because I was kind of tired of it and like have to find a spot, I have to fight for a spot, and playing doesn't know how much you're gonna get in a day. But at 3 months in a restaurant, I realized that I was about to do that for months and months and months and not able to study music, play music anymore. And the money even was that good. I used to be not a server, I used to be a busser and runner. I could like grow up and be a server. But it would be, I wouldn't be happy, you know, doing this. I would die inside, because after 3 months, I was already dying inside. Like, what I'm doing is not what I want. I appreciate people that like to do that, but it's not me. I still prefer go to the street and deal with all this incredible things happening on the street.
And he did play again. When Joe and I returned an hour later, his gear was set up, his music was filling the sun-drenched streets of the quarter, and it was as if nothing had happened. In fact, the gallery owner, who vocally told the meter man that he hated parking meters, had ripped the parking meter from its still wet cement and thrown it into a nearby dumpster. And that's street economy.